Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
On Sunday, one of the major figures in the No campaign for the Australian Marriage Survey announced that he was moving from leading the Australian Christian lobby to party politics. Lyle Shelton is now the spokesman, the Federal Communications Director of the Australian Conservatives, the political party established when Senator Corey Bernardi quit the Liberal Party exactly 12 months ago. In his announcement on Sunday, Shelton said it was his experience of marriage equality vote that had convinced him to make the switch to partisan politics. Shelton was on the airwaves yesterday on Sky TV News, where he was asked the obvious question: would he and the Australian Conservatives be campaigning for a reversal of the amendments to the Marriage Act, which had delivered marriage equality?
Are the Australian Conservatives wanting to change that legislation again?
Well, David, our policy, as on our website, is to support the natural family. As I say, I don't expect the decision of the Australian people to change anytime soon. Our party supports the natural family, and I would suspect over time that we would be wanting to see marriage restored in our legislation, in our culture, and that's an aspiration that's part of our party policy, and I don't think anyone would be surprised about that.
But you might be surprised about some of the Australian Conservatives' other policies. The Australian Conservatives say that they will fight for transparency in Canberra politics. They want to reduce the budget deficit and lower taxes. They support what they describe as back-to-basics education, greater support for defence, they support nuclear power generation, and they want to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. The Conservatives say they would reject identity politics and would abolish the Human Rights Commission. There are three state elections coming up this year and the possibility of a federal election. On their first anniversary today, the Australian Conservatives claimed that the party is becoming a potent and vocal force within Australian politics. Party leader Corey Bernardi said today on 2GB that he hoped Lyle would be part of spreading the good word to a much wider audience. There's clearly debate and concern amongst those in LGBTI communities what the move means and whether the Australian Conservatives will be able to muster votes and power that would impact LGBTI rights and equality. We spoke to two people who were in the thick of the marriage equality debate. We spoke to Karen from Parents of Gender Diverse Children in Victoria about what impact she thought Shelton's involvement would have in Australian politics and her concern about the continued politicisation of LGBTI issues.
I think it's a deliberate tactic. I think they've chosen the best man for the job. I mean, you know, he's skilled, he's effective, he's very slick, and, you know, he is the right man for the job, but it's a pity that he's using his powers for negative gains rather than, you know, a positive and affirming viewpoint. I think there is a real cause for concern. I mean, you know, we'd have to remember they're entitled to their opinions, but we'd hope that they'd keep in mind that there's many innocent children, young people and families that can be harmed by the way that some of these opinions are expressed. And we know that supporting trans and gender diverse young people saves lives. And if things like safe schools or programs like safe schools or ease of access to the things that young people, young trans and gender diverse people need, if those sorts of things start to get eroded, it's very, very harmful, and it's a really, really big concern. And even the threat that these things can be eroded can do just as much damage.
We also spoke to Shelley Argent from PFLAG in Queensland, who has a long history of political engagement and experience of advocacy, about the claimed rise of the Australian Conservatives.
Well, I mean, I think that what he's done, I hope, is the best thing that he's done for this country, because I would love to think that when he gets in and he's outstanding, you know, with his criticisms like he is and always has been, and now he's formed his own party, which will be encouraging people of his same level of thinking and IQ, that hopefully that it will just lose. I mean, it has to go down. And now that he's going to have, like, Lyle Shelton, I mean, Lyle may no longer be the CEO or whatever he liked to call himself of the ACL, but there'll always be somebody coming along behind Lyle and then the next one to take up their job. But hopefully with Lyle, he will also lose, because I don't think he's as popular or there's as many people that have faith in him as he would like to think. So, I mean, that may be one way of also getting rid of Lyle. Well, it may get them more into the media, but it doesn't mean that that's a good thing. And we have to hope that that's the case. I mean, it's like with Lyle. Lyle was always on the TV. But who won? We did, fortunately. People could see through the stupidity, the ignorance, and, you know, and I think that, you know, people, I mean, we used to hear all the time during this survey, you know, how people are more intelligent than they're given credit for. Well, I'm certainly hoping that applies to Lyle and Corey and anybody else that decides to go along in that party, because, oh, I couldn't imagine them getting up and having any power in the government, because, I mean, let's face it, who hears from Corey these days unless he's just mumbling something in the background? He doesn't have the platform that he used to when he was with the coalition, and I think Lyle will be the same. Or at least I'm hoping that Lyle, that's the way it will go.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.